On this Saturday, as the New York Yankees begin the World Series against the Florida Marlins, I'd like you to hear the words of three sports writers on the subject of losing. The first is Dave Scheinen of the Washington Post. When the Yankees won their league championship to make the series, Scheinen wrote, "In the end, nothing really changed. The New York Yankees won. The Boston Red Sox lost. The World Series begins Saturday. The Yankees will be there for the 39th time. The Red Sox will not win the series for the 85th straight year. Life goes on. Babies will be born, and one of them will grow up years from now, put on pinstripes, and kill the Red Sox dream for another generation." Both the Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs just missed out on their first series in decades, but there is a difference, as we'll learn in the second reading. The Cubs are lovable losers. The Red Sox, however, frequently win, coming right to the edge of ultimate victory before something slips away. After the Sox lost the 1986 World Series, Roger Angel wrote in the New Yorker magazine that the crucial game was so close, so agonizing, that even the most frustrated Red Sox fans must have, in Angel's words, sensed the difficulties of this game and how much luck and character and resolve it takes to be a winner in the end. History and the ghost of Sox teams past had nothing to do with it. Our final reading comes from the 1975 World Series, when Red Sox batter Carlton Fisk hit an extra-inning home run, enough to win Game 6, though not enough to win the series. Boston Globe writer Peter Gammons captured the instant after Fisk's bat sent that ball flying toward the foul pole. "All of a sudden," he wrote, "the ball was suspended out there in the black of the morning, like the Mystic River Bridge." Carlton Fisk broke forward for a step, then stopped and watched. He later remembered that it seemed like the wait for Christmas morning as he watched to see on which side of the fine line it would land, home run, victory, or foul ball, strike one. As the World Series begins tonight, I'll be thinking of that white ball, captured in the floodlights, flying through space.